One phrase has come up a lot in the news lately, not to get political, but it's the phrase fake news. I don't think it's been real news for the last 30 years, from what I can see. You know, I look in vain for something impartial, you know, but this whole idea is that to get so immersed in the world, and the world doesn't know where it's going without Christ because it doesn't understand what the world's all about. And St. Paul is talking to people from 2,000 years ago, and it sounds like it could be just, it's perfect wisdom for our era. He said, don't deceive yourself. If you want to be wise in this world, become a fool for Christ's sake so as to really become wise, because the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God. God catches the people that think they're wise in their own ruses, people that think they don't need God. Thank you very much. I'm going to live my life. I don't need an instruction manual. I'm going to grab everything I can, and I'm going to do my selfish thing, and they don't understand a thing about what life's about. This is all a test. We put it all back in the box, and then we enter into life. And, you know, I was talking with a friend last night from California that we were talking about somebody that we know that owns a lot of real estate in Los Angeles, and I knew him when I was younger. You know, we have to put it all back in the box in the end. What is it that's really ours? And this is what's so valuable about coming to church. We hear these readings, and God speaks to us about what life is really all about. This friend of mine, I was talking about wise investments. I was a Eucharistic minister there, and sacristan, and I was sketching Eucharistic ministers, and this guy was an usher there, and I said, why don't you come along with me and do this ministry? I think you'd be really good at it. That was 28 years ago, and he's still doing it. And he said, thank God we met each other, because now I'm still doing this after 28 years. You know, that's what life's all about. We're here to make a difference in somebody else's life. And so I think in reading that this week, there's always that challenge to be really immersed in God's good news and not just in the bad news. There's always something in the news that we disagree with or that is irritating, and so many people in entertainment or whatever it is, it's the blind leading the blind. And it was that way with Corinth 2,000 years ago. But what does Paul say to us? He says, you know what? The world, life, death, the present, the future, it all belongs to you. And so the future really does belong to us. We have life's instruction manual. We know where we're going. We know what life is about. It's about those small connections that God will show us at the end of our lives that we did make a difference in the world. And it was that particular individual or individuals that you were called to make a difference in. We won't even know who it is until it's all over with. So we just try to be open to the Holy Spirit in all that he does. And, you know, everything from the Archbishop appeal on down, all the things that we're going to be doing in Lent, which is only 10 days away. But it's all up to us. What am I going to do? Am I going to be open to the Holy Spirit and his good news? This is what God is calling from us today.